Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. President Biden and Democratic lawmakers are negotiating this weekend in an effort to close a deal on a massive package of social and climate change programs. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a deal is very possible. Former President Barack Obama is on the campaign trail in Virginia this hour, 10 days before voters in the state select a new governor. NPR's Amy Held reports Democrats are worried as the race against a Republican rival who's backed by former President Trump is making inroads with independent voters.
New polling shows Republican Glenn Youngkin has closed a lead to run neck and neck with his Democratic opponent. Former Governor Terry McAuliffe wants to win his old job back. And former President Barack Obama is hoping to give him a leg up at a Richmond campaign event today. Virginia has leaned blue in recent years. Democrats flipped the legislature in 2019. Then former President Donald Trump lost the state by 10 percentage points. But President Biden's approval ratings have slipped in Virginia and nationally. Still, he's set to campaign for McAuliffe, an old friend, next week. Youngkin, who doesn't want to alienate suburban swing voters, has not invited Trump to campaign with him. Amy Held, NPR News.
Saudi Arabia, the world's biggest oil exporter, has announced plans to reach net zero carbon emissions by 2060 to curb man-made climate change. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, heard here with a BBC interpreter, says more than $180 billion will be invested to help the kingdom reach its goal.
I announced today Saudi Arabia's target to reach net zero emissions by 2060 through its circular carbon economy approach, while enabling its economic diversification. We will preserve and reinforce the kingdom's leading role in the security and stability of global energy markets.
A global climate conference starts in Scotland a week from tomorrow. The U.S. military says it has killed a senior al-Qaeda leader in northwest Syria. Nada Homsi reports.
Abdul Hamid al-Matar was killed through a targeted airstrike, according to U.S. Central Command spokesperson Major John Rigsby. Rigsby said the U.S. Army had no indication any civilians were killed in the attack. He added that the strike against one of al-Qaeda's senior leaders will, quote, disrupt the group's ability to organize global attacks. Syria's northwest is the last remaining major rebel-held enclave. However, some al-Qaeda-affiliated groups also maintain operations in that area. The strike against al-Qaeda leader al-Matar comes 2 days after a coordinated airstrike on a U.S. military base in southern Syria. In that attack, no troops were injured or killed. For NPR News, I'm Nada Homsi in Beirut.
This is NPR News. The National Weather Service warns the West Coast faces major storms this weekend. Heavy rain across northern and central California could cause flooding and debris flows in areas already scarred by wildfires. In Nicaragua, the socialist government of President Daniel Ortega has arrested two prominent business leaders this week. The detentions come 2 weeks before elections. Maria Martin has details.
Arrested business leaders Miguel Gili and Alvaro Vargas headed a powerful umbrella business group known as COSEP, the Council for Private Enterprise. Once allies of Ortega, COSEP spoke out against the longtime president following the start of anti-government protests in 2018. But last August, they decided to remain silent in the face of increasing government repression. Over 150 political prisoners have been arrested since May, including seven prominent Nicaraguans who considered running against Ortega. COSEP leaders Healy and Vargas, like many of the other political prisoners, are charged with money laundering and conspiring against the state. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin.
The Houston Astros are going to the World Series after clinching the American League pennant last night with a 5-0 victory over the Red Sox. As for who they'll face for the championship, the Los Angeles Dodgers and Atlanta Braves play Game 6 of the National League's Best of 7 series tonight. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.
Support.